This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. I am thrilled today to be joined by Deborah Sunderland. Deborah is the founder of Sunderland Coaching. She's going to talk to us about her method, how she got into it, how she got started, what works, what doesn't, and a little bit more. Deborah, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. So thank you for having me here. I am Deborah Sunderland. I coach leaders, CEOs, business owners on consciousness, meaning when they don't get a result they want, how they are unconsciously creating what they have and don't want, or they don't have what they do want.
And how did you get started in coaching? How did this become your life's work?
That is a really good question. I realized after being put in a coma, because I had a massive injury, I cracked my skull, brain injury, 9 shattered ribs, punctured lung, separated shoulder, because I was one of those overachieving, thinking I was going to be racing my bike. I was racing my bike actually, but thinking I was going to be being on the podium. And I ended up hitting the curb and crashing and was placed in a coma, and then was told by the neurologist, once I was leaving, to, go to my next stage, which was 4 days a week of therapy, learning to walk, talk, cut my food again, that it was going to take me at least 3 years for my brain to heal. And because I had already believed in neuroplasticity from a young age, I immediately rejected that thought that he was telling me. And I said, hell no, it won't. But when I was released from the hospital, I realized that my life, even though I wasn't supposed to live in that crash, that my life was called to something more than getting things done. And I didn't know what that was. So I called out to the universe and I said, why am I here in my healing? And lo and behold, I was back on my bike 8 months later after the doctor said 3 years. And I was dropping my children off, actually. And the wake up for me was we live in a very affluent town in Chicago. And my little girl is 11 and she sees all these beautiful people getting on the train going to work. And she says to me, Mama, why does everyone look so unhappy getting on the train going to work? And I was like, oh, man. All I could do is agree with her. I dropped her off. And 8 months later, this is all occurring 8 months after my accident, I got on my bike about to cross the same railroad tracks. So she made that comment. And my thought came to me. My purpose came to me. My life's purpose came to me. And this is what I heard. Thank God I almost died doing something I love doing and I was awesome at it. These are precious people are dying a slow death every day doing something they don't most want to do and they don't even realize
it. How do you help them? Then how do you help these people get more focused and get into the life space they should be in? How do you help them move from point A to point B?
Well, I look at their results that they have. I ask them, where are you not in abundance? Where are you not at peace? Where are you not having joy? What results are you not wanting? Or and what results do you not have? So I always look at their results. And then we go back into unconscious patterns of their thinking, because every 4 seconds we're not conscious. So we look at where are we not conscious. Then we have we look at the feelings they have from that thinking, and then we look at their behaviors. This is all unconscious because every 4 seconds we're not present. And so my work is helping them come back to presence, getting out of the future, getting out of the past, which is most of the time, which limits our behaviors, which limits our results. And can they just accept that this is normal for all of us? This is the amygdala, the ego, this is what it does. And can they, first of all, just accept this is normal? And are they willing to get curious about different thinking, different behaviors? So that's what I do. And it's a deep dive. It's peeling back the onion over and over again. And it takes a practice because most of us don't even know we're not present, right?
Mm-hmm. So I keep them emotional. And how do you start to work with somebody? Somebody wants to hire you. How do they work with you? How do they get going with you? What does it look like? What does a coaching assignment look like?
Well, just as I said, they're going to come to me because they're frustrated. They're going to come to me. You know, I work with CEOs and business owners, and they have great teams. They have great success, but there's still a lack. There's still a lack of fulfillment. There's still something that's pushing them, right? So there is no rest. And they're like, they might come to me and they might say, hey, my COO is not listening and we're in this scuffle, or my executive team, right? So they're going to come to me with the complaint. They're going to come to me with what's bugging them. And then I'm going to work with them and I'm going to ask them, how are they responsible for creating this? Instead of blaming themselves or the other people, we step back when we're not in our defense state, which is where we are in an unconscious state. When we can be present with what is, we look at, wow, what is, if I were to take responsibility, how did I create this without blaming, right? So that's really what I start to work on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's so important. If you'll take responsibility and not blame everybody else for their issues and so forth, how to take responsibility for it. What are you most excited about this year? As you look at this year, what are you most excited about this year?
I'm excited that people are starting to realize that what we've been doing to be successful hasn't completely worked, and that we've suffered a lot, and that there might be other ways of leading a business, growing a business, and coming back to the human part of each of us and all of us.
And Deborah, how do people reach you if they want to learn more about your coaching and to engage you and work with you? How do people meet Deborah Sunderland?
They could go to my website, www.sunderlandcoaching.com, and learn about me there and contact me there. They could reach me on my email, which is Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at Sunderland, S-U-N-D-E-R-L-A-N-D, coaching.com. That would be the best way.
Magnificent. Deborah, congratulations on your work and what you do, and what a recovery and what resilience. Thank you so much for taking a moment to join us today on the Becker Business Podcast.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.